It's 11:55 on Sunday, June 21st, 2015, and this is the Hidden Note. Hey, everybody. So, I finally succumbed to temptation and picked up three games on the Steam Summer Sale. I picked up Child of Light, Ori and the Blind Forest, and Shovel Knight. I also incidentally picked up the original soundtrack to Shovel Knight and Child of Light. I already owned Ori and the Blind Forest. I'm eyeballing these games for a while now. They've been on my radar in terms of friends posting about them on social media. One of my friends in TeamSpeak regularly talking about how awesome Shovel Knight is. In fact, I think I watched them play it a couple times on Twitch. So all three of these games have been highly rated to me by friends. Once over with all of them. I have not played Child of Light yet. I've seen a couple of videos of it. Looks really fun. But haven't gotten around to it yet. What captured my attention this evening was Shovel Knight, which I've played twice now. Shovel Knight is... It's very old school in terms of how it handles. And by old school, I mean like Nintendo old school. Like, this game has the D-pad and an A button and a B button, and that's it, nothing else. So, pretty straightforward. It's kind of... Basically, it would fit at home perfectly on the original Nintendo. In fact, I'm sure if those cartridges had enough RAM, this game could have been in there. I don't think the graphics are too much. It might be Super Nintendo level graphics. It's been a while, so anyway. Highly recommended. It's a lot of fun. It's a really simple game. It's very easy, easy to the sense of, you know, if I had a kid, this would probably be one of the early games I'd toss at them. Just because it's challenging in the right ways, but not too challenging that you can't beat it. At least so far, I've only beaten the first three bosses, and who knows, I may be wrong, maybe the later bosses are ridiculous. And then finally, Ori and the Blind Forest, which... Ori and the Blind Forest is a... It's not the first 10 minutes of upset, but it gets close in terms of the beginning of the game. I mean, the feels come out pretty quickly. But gameplay-wise, it's interesting. It's odd because it has a Metroid feel to it, but it's not a Metroid game. It's a platform kind of puzzler a little bit. But there's a place for combat in the game, but not as in depth as I imagine it for, you know, other Castlevania or Metroidvania-esque games. You know, you have a thing that shoots, but it pretty much automatically fires for you. You just have to hit a button. It mostly just wants you to be good at jumping and hitting walls and solving your ways around, you know, environmental hazards. Very pretty game. Fun, fluid. It's got that kind of metric I like in games these days where you have this... Your character feels more agile, feels more athletic, feels more perfect in movement and form. A lot of like video games, like example, Shovel Knight and things like that, the characters are rather clunky, bulky, and they don't quite mesh too well. Whereas, you know, with Ori, I feel like I'm moving smoothly as if I'm this super agile little critter. That's cool. I love it. So that's really it. I haven't really gotten too far in Ori. Story is slowly revealing itself, but I'm enjoying it very much. The only thing is the soundtracks to at least Child of Light and Ori and the Blind Forest. I highly want to recommend these soundtracks. They have this kind of otherworldly vibe to them. This kind of... dirge sound, mix of kind of upbeat, happy sound. It's kind of hard to describe, but I highly recommend you check them out. And Shovel Knight's soundtrack is just fun chiptune kind of silliness. You know, soundtrack to a, you know, Nintendo game, directly ripped off from the cartridge. That's what you got there. So that is what I picked up this weekend. I'm probably actually gonna go to bed because I get work really early in the morning. But otherwise, I would be hopping off here and going back to probably Shovel Knight. Shovel Knight's definitely one where I can just play without really thinking about the story or anything. It's got one, but it doesn't seem that important yet. So, we'll see. Anyway, so I will talk to you tomorrow. We are nearing the end of our first month, and I'm pretty excited about that. So, I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.